I remember once I was with Mr. which I told you about. He was over the Evergreen section of the Birmingham News. And I got loaded with coal. I mean, I had so much coal in me, it was just a pity and a shame. Now, I think I almost fell out of town there. And my uncle walked me home, brother. And Mama was living out to Lee Dam at that time. And her and another lady, that as I tell you, them old people's know those things. Going out there somewhere about 2-3 miles out and got some fever, brother, and some 3-6s, 3-6s to 6, you know, that's good for cold. I'm mad, you see that in stores now. So they bought that fever, brother, give me a dose of that 3-6s, put me in the bed, and I sweated off all that. Well, I was all right the next day, too. I mean, I was all right the next morning, in a way. But I was weak, you know, from that stuff. It was wet my bowels off. I don't know.
Well, what would you put flowers in if you cut them? If you cut flowers and want to bring them in the house, what would you put them in?
Well, in the later years, we got vases. We call them vases later years, but we first just call them flower pots.
what would a flower pot be like?
Well, it's just something that we made. Maybe we took some kind of old jar concern and called a flower pot. Mm-hmm. Some of those, like I said, what are the jugs made out of? Something like that. We'd have some of those things. I think I got one of those things. No, I ain't. I said I had one back there. No, but later on we got a thing called vases, you know. Flower pot and vases, all I ever know that they would use.
Well, what would you set out on the table as a place to eat with?
Yeah, knives and fork.
Right.
You mean the material to eat?
Yeah.
That's all.
What
if
you
wanted to? Oh, we'd have spoons. We'd have spoons.
Yeah. You might have several knives,
like
it was just you.
No, we just have one knife. Okay. I've seen them later on. They have butter knives and all those different kinds. But the only thing we had was one. And the whole lot of time, we didn't have one. Most thing we had was a spoon, as you just thought. Most of the time, it would be just a spoon. We did it all with one spoon.
Well, when the dishes are dirty, you have to, after something, you have to do what?
Well,
it
wash the dishes.
Okay, and get the soap off on them, you have to...
Well, now, we didn't have what we have today. We didn't have a sterilized them, and we just wash them and soap, sometimes be lye soap, and dry.
You leave the soap on them?
No, I said dry them, you know. Uh-huh. Dry them, wash them, dry them.
Mm-hmm. You
wouldn't
have
a
running
under
water,
would you? Oh, I would have a running water. Didn't have a running water. Mm-hmm. On the water to run through the past. Mm-hmm. Running water to my people is a delayed thing. Now, when I built this place here, I didn't have no running water.
Well, of course, we had running water, but my grandmother used to have one thing to it.
Yeah, but see, your grandma had servants and we didn't.
Some of the time.
That's something you forget, ain't you? Well, again, what your grandma had, what we never did have.
Not them again, but that does make a difference. But what do you use, what do you call that rag you use to wash dishes?
This rag. Well, our later years, we called them dish towels.
Okay.
But it was a dish rag at the time you asked me.
Okay. What about, well, I'm interested in what you use now.